This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. We're playing games with Reggie Watts from The Late Late Show with James Corden and comedian Kate Berlant. Are you ready for another one?
Let's do it.
Yes. So you're going to team up and work together on this one.
No.
We don't get along. Sorry. So our producer should have reached out.
Yeah.
We really don't. Did they not? There's just kind of a disconnect there.
Fine. Okay. I mean, well, I guess if we have to.
All right. We'll give it a shot. So you're in for a treat because Jonathan Colton is going to sing you the clues in this game called Alternative 80s.
Yes, we have changed the lyrics of alternative songs from the 1980s to make them about things from the 80s, but the twist is that those things could be from the 80s of any century, not just the 1980s.
All right, good luck.
Thanks very much.
First time guitar player, here we go. See how he does.
Really should have taken lessons.
It's okay.
Okay, here we go.
Mummers make me scream. Gritty haunts my dreams. Still you'll find me eating Scrabble and tasty cakes. Water ice and Geno's cheese steaks. Put some onions and peppers on that John.
Sorry, I was actually so swept up in the glory of the music that I failed to even play the game.
It's a great song. Every time I hear that song, I remember what a great song it is.
But I saw Reggie, you immediately smiled at, like, within the first couple of chords of this.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of my favorite. It's just one of my favorite songs. Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Fears Over Tears.
Fears Over Tears.
Exactly. Yes.
Any guesses as to the place?
Philadelphia.
Cheese. Yeah, blends. Is that
cheese blitz.
Well done. For a bonus point, can you tell me in what 80s decade Philadelphia was founded?
That had to be freaking 1689.
Yeah, 1680s.
Beautiful.
1680s is correct.
I'm going for the exact
You're making it extra hard. I appreciate it. 1682.
Yeah. 1682.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, here's another one.
There's Adam on the ceiling. He's a reclining hump. God's giving him the finger, or else he's pointing to his junk. That's one of many frescoes in this part of the Pope's home. Staring up at the ceiling, woke up with a sore neck in Rome.
Oh, yeah. Sistine Chapel, Pixies.
Mm.
That's correct.
Nice.
Yeah.
Here comes your name. That's right.
The old Pope's home. The old Pope's home.
Whenever I hear the word fresco, I go somewhere.
I know. I think of a refreshing beverage every time. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's a kind of love it or hate it thing. I know people who love fresca, and I know people who can't stand it. It's too much of a diet flavor for me.
Fresca brings up a lot of trauma for me, but Tab
is like weirdly,
Tab I miss. Tab tasted good.
I don't know what it, I think it's mostly the nostalgia Tab, and if they ever bring Zima back, which I have a Zima in the fridge, it's a reissue, but it looks exactly like it did in the 90s, and it's like
I don't know Zima.
Just sits in my fridge, and I hope no one just goes, "Oh, let me grab it." No,
it's a huge risk.
Where did you get a Zima taking reissue?
My mom's best friend's daughter in Montana, we went over for dinner, and she's like, what do you want? We have bye and like a couple other things or whatever. And she's like, oh yeah. And she just like put out all the drinks, and one of them was a Zima. And I was like, where the hell did you get this Zima? This is crazy. And I was stoked because they have it in Japan. Zima exists in Japan, but it's not in the bottle. It's not in the classic bottle.
Right,
it's like
a
fountain drink or whatever. Right. And they mix it with alcohol. But yeah, anyways. Zima.
I never had it either. Is it alcoholic or not? Like a wine cooler? Yeah, okay.
It's a clear malt beverage. It's like a clear beer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
goes down smooth.
Yeah, Kate would drink it.
Kate would
absolutely
totally drink one right now. For a bonus point, can you tell me in what 80s was the Sistine Chapel completed?
1780s, I'm guessing, probably.
Earlier.
No,
there's no way.
Oh, yeah, Sistine Chapel.
It's impossible. They didn't have paint before the 1780s.
They didn't have ladders.
This was AD.
No. Yeah, they didn't have ladders. Yeah, that was the thing. Everything had to rely on tall
people.
It was
earlier than the 1780s. It's not the 1780s.
Oh, okay. Earlier than
1680s.
No, I'm going to say 15.
It was the 1480s.
I'm ashamed. This cannot air. I cannot be seen like this.
I know. If Cape Verlant gets the century wrong for the Sistine Chapel, the whole world's about to.
The whole thing.
Oh,
sham.
No.
All right, here's another one. You can redeem yourself with this one.
Don't fret, just look at this. If you don't know what day it is, Julie. Caesar got the leap years wrong. The Pope replaced his version with this one.
Gregorian calendar.
Gregorian calendar. Yeah. That is correct. Yeah.
And we were never the same, were we, folks?
We were never the same. Still dealing with that stupid decision. And then, of course, Eurythmics, These Dreams, or Annie Lennox. Yes. But no, it was Eurythmics.
At that point, Eurythmics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
For a bonus point, when did Pope Gregory XIII introduce the Gregorian calendar?
I refuse to
you're not even
so going to
wade into these dangerous waters.
Well,
we're getting some dangerous waters.
So it was after the Sistine Chapel. I'm going to help.
It was after the Sistine Chapel.
I already forgot when that was.
1580s.
Yes!
1580s is correct.
I just did the math.
It was earlier.
I did the math.
You did the math. You counted how many leap years.
I did the conceptual math. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a whole thing where the Julian calendar was, they had leap years in the Julian calendar, but they happened every 4 years. But it was still a little bit off, and so over time the calendar would slip until it'd be like, it doesn't feel like January.
Mm-hmm. I can't, the anxiety that this kind of logic gives me, because I truly cannot fathom it, and the invention of time and all of that makes me spiral into non-meaning.
It is
instantly.
A little upsetting, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like that's such a personality to be like, I'm going to create a calendar. You know, that's insane.
Yeah.
Amount
hey, guys,
of megalomania.
I feel like creating a calendar today.
Okay, Jules, what you got?
Thank you so much for, sharing the genius and bringing so much to all of these games. Cape Verlant hosts the podcast Poog. Reggie Watts is in the movie SpongeBob, Sponge on the Run, and has his own app called Watts App. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. This was so fun.
Thank you.